I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in L.A. Winter is coming. Many states across the U.S. seeing a rise in cases and numbers of people in the hospital, including areas with high vaccination rates. So does this mean we're in for something similar to last winter?
After basically skipping Thanksgiving last year, lots more people will be traveling for the holiday. And that's going to make for a rough experience at airports and on the road.
Let's get into whether we're on the brink of another winter surge. Dr. Roberts Kim Farley, professor of epidemiology, community health sciences at UCLA. Doctor, in terms of people getting sick, although they're mostly unvaccinated, they're not all unvaccinated, right?
That's correct. But again, the vast majority are, in fact, unvaccinated. There's about six times higher number of cases in the unvaccinated compared to fully vaccinated, and 12 times higher deaths in the unvaccinated versus fully vaccinated.
And is that just basically what is going to happen? This is going to move around in the communities that don't have their shots, and it's just probably going to get worse over the winter as we're inside, or people are coming together to celebrate. And unfortunately, it kind of is what it is unless you do get your shot. And if you have yours, get your booster, right?
That's exactly right. Those are very good, important points that you're bringing up. I think that this is really a pandemic of the unvaccinated at this stage. And people should recognize if you are unvaccinated, this virus will find you.
Is it just, though, a pandemic of the unvaccinated, or increasingly are we seeing it being a kind of maybe sub-pandemic of the unboosted?
Well, the vaccines do have breakthrough. That is correct, especially with this Delta variant. But fortunately, it is breakthrough with some infections, but not to usually serious disease or death. So I think that's the important take-home message for people. Again, if they're wavering about getting vaccinated, and they're hearing, well, there's breakthrough infections. Yes, you may have breakthrough infections, but you will be either asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic. It won't be this life-threatening illness that we see people hospitalized in ICUs and ultimately even dying from disease.
What are you looking forward to once we get past, you know, the winter? Is it when we hope these pills will be approved? Because then it becomes a matter of, even if you break through, or, you know, you get a bad case of this, and if you test early enough and if these pills work, you can get to your doctor, you can get one of these. And is that really our way out of all of this with vaccines plus the treatment?
Well, I am really encouraged about some of these medical breakthroughs that are being done. I think the biggest medical breakthrough has been vaccine, though. I mean, we've got a highly effective set of vaccines. That's what the take-home message needs to be for everyone, to that vaccine works, get vaccinated. But having said that, I am very encouraged and optimistic about some of these other medications, antiviral medications that have, again, greater than 80% protective value. So these will be very important tools in our tool chest to help those people who have come down with disease to make sure that they don't get severe disease and die as well. So it's just another tool that we have that's very encouraging.
So are you doing things this Thanksgiving that you didn't dare do last Thanksgiving?
Well, we are having, for example, our family over for a small, you know, gathering. So, you know, and they're all vaccinated, including the children. So that's something that's different, again, about this year. So I think that for people who are fully vaccinated, with all their family members vaccinated, this is a time when they can do something differently than they did last year. But again, for those who are not vaccinated, this time is particularly worrisome again, where we can see upticks in numbers of cases as the cooler weather comes. People are indoors. People are traveling more now and going and visiting to family and friends. You know, this will probably result in some increase in numbers of cases. I am optimistic that it'll be a modest increase as compared to what I call the viral tsunami of the back-to-back vacations and holidays we had last year. But it's something to be concerned about because there's still many people who are unvaccinated.
Dr. Robert Kim Farley, professor of epidemiology, community health sciences at UCLA.
Coming up after a short break, if you're traveling for Thanksgiving, you probably should leave yesterday. Thanksgiving travel is always hectic, but it was less hectic last year because of the pandemic. This year, kind of a different story.
Even more people hitting the airports, hitting the roads could make for a frustrating experience. With us is Joe Brancatelli, business travel and airline industry analyst, and he's the founder of JoeSentsMe.com. So, Joe, are there certain airlines that if you can, perhaps you maybe want to avoid?
If you're still thinking about who to fly this weekend, don't fly. So don't worry about having a choice. But in seriousness, you've booked a flight probably now, and it's on American or United or Delta or Frontier or Southwest, who knows. And I would say it's an equal chance of being screwed by any of them. Because, Charles, as a pilot especially, you know how the world works. You can't fly a plane without pilots. Airlines, especially during the holidays, and especially this holiday, literally schedule flights they know they cannot fly, and they hope that pilots and flight attendants and various other people they need to make the system go will pick up extra flights because they're offering a bonus or because they're bored on the day before Thanksgiving. For years this has been happening, and the airlines have gotten away with it, but people now remember we gave them about $80 billion to make sure they would have enough staff. Now they don't, so that whenever this happens, and my guess is it'll happen to one airline or another in the next week, we notice because we paid them not to do it, and yet they do it this way.
So if I happen to be on the roulette wheel and it's my flight or my airline that isn't going, what do I do to try and get to my place, you know, within some kind of time window that's not like Saturday morning?
Right. And Mike, you hit on the key point of why this holiday is different than any others, with all due respect to Passover. Thanksgiving is the one time of year that, A, everybody celebrates. It is a secular holiday. And, B, everyone must be at table on Thursday. Nobody celebrates Thanksgiving on Wednesday or Friday. So the system is being asked to deliver people on Thursday. That's why part of the other reason why we have problems. What can you do if your number comes up on the roulette wheel? Start before it comes up. Carry on if you can. Your life is much easier if you don't have to worry about your checked baggage, too. Have a plan. I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
I was going to say, what about, I know I've had some issues in the past few years with airlines, and what I found to be very effective, more than going to the gate person who normally kind of looks at you like a deer caught in you know, headlights and like, oh, what do you want me to do about it? I found that mounting a Twitter campaign against the airline has proven to be very effective, at least for me.
You need to use every channel available to you. Twitter, make sure you've downloaded all the apps, not just from the airlines, but from the airports. Social media beyond Twitter. Calling if you can. Going to the gate if you can. But the most important thing, Charles, have a flight plan, have a plan B. If you're trying to get to Des Moines for Thanksgiving and you're booked on some flight connecting somewhere to Des Moines, make sure you know the other flights that connect to Des Moines from LAX or perhaps Burbank, where you're flying from. Don't rely on the person you're looking to help for to try and figure it out. Say, here are the five flights I know that are going. What can you do for me? That really does help if you have your own answers. I know they should have the answers, but have your own answers. It's better that way.
Joe Brancatelli, business, travel, and airline industry analyst, founder and editor of JoeSentsMe.com, and he's not going anywhere.
Austria has now gone into a major lockdown to try to break the strong fourth wave of COVID spreading across Europe. This comes as Germany's health minister warned that by the end of this winter, just about everyone in Germany will probably be either vaccinated, recovered, or dead. He says immunity will be reached whether through vaccination or infection. European governments are toughening their measures against COVID, with cases surging. Tens of thousands of people protested official crackdowns and vaccine requirements in Austria, the Netherlands, Belgium, Denmark, Italy, Switzerland, and Croatia, with scattered violence and police use of tear gas and water devices.
You can find this Odyssey original on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.